Blog Talk Radio. I'm Give us vision, babe. Your presence is. Alrighty. Well, I hope you enjoyed the praise and worship part of the service. Amen. Okay, let's get into the message. It's titled, God, Our Great Deliverer. Our Heavenly Father is the giver of every good gift. His mercies are vast, powerful, and real. His love has the ability to completely overwhelm and satisfy every one of our needs. Everything he gives us satisfies, transforms, and leads us to an abundant life. As we spend this week stirring up our affections toward God, allow your heart to become soft and open. Allow his loving character to draw you close and provide life to every dry and weary place in your souls. Our God who delivered Daniel from the clutches of the ferocious lions, David from the countless pursuers, Israel from the entire nation of Egypt, and Lazarus from the 3 days of death, promised to deliver us from whatever schemes the world has set against us. And 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 2 to 4 says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior, you save me from violence. I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. When we call upon the Lord our God, he works in the mighty, mysterious, and perfect ways. God is perfectly able to do any and every work it takes to deliver us. Whether you need deliverance from sin, affliction, lies, or sickness, God has the power and desire to deliver you. He is both mighty and loving. He is both mysterious and real. He is both servant and king. And he sees your need and longs to meet you exactly where you are. What enemy comes against you today? What stress, circumstance, sickness, or sin seems to be having entangled you? The Lord says to you, because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him, I will protect him, because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him, and I will be in him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. That's Psalms chapter 91, verses 14 to 16. So hold fast to the hand of your Heavenly Father. Don't just put your head down and muscle through whatever circumstances before you. Instead, call on your great deliverer. Place your hand in his and allow him to guide you, equip you, and empower you for whatever stands in your way. God loves to take very easy circumstances that seem insurmountable and use it to reveal to you the reality of his power and love. He loves to take the walls of Jericho that seem to stand between you and your dreams and cast down the enemy that you could defeat on your own. Okay, Psalms chapter 32, verse 7 says, you are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. So God is surrounding you with his shouts today. The question is, will you have the patience and faith to pause, open your ears, listen, and follow wherever he leads you? Spend time in prayer, allowing God to deliver you, protect you, comfort you, guide you, and give you peace. So meditate on God's desire and the ability to deliver you from whatever lies before you today. Psalm chapter 34, verse 17 to 18. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Psalms chapter 34, verse 7, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Psalms chapter 32, verse 7, you are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from my trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. So reflect on your own life. Where do you need deliverance today? Ask the Spirit to give you revelation about an area from which he wants to deliver you. Spend time in God's presence, opening your ears to hear all that he would speak to you. Ask God to deliver you. Pray boldly that your Heavenly Father would come through for you in mighty and miraculous ways. So keep your eyes open today and take notice of all the different ways God answers your prayer. And James chapter 1, verse 17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. So God will deliver you because he loves you, and his nature does not change. He delivers Lazarus, the Israelites, David, and Daniel, and he will deliver you. Have confidence in love and power of your Heavenly Father today. Excuse me. I highly suggest you read Psalm chapter 34, and it'll bring this devotional more into life for you. Amen. Alrighty, well, let's get into some more music since we have no callers.
Over the mountains and the sea, you're ever foundations can't be moved without destroying a building. If the foundation of this building we're in right now were moved, what would happen to the building? It'd collapse. Now, you can move the building and put it on another foundation, but that foundation is there because foundations are secure. Because this nation, we know it's a foundation. It's all over the Constitution. It's all over the walls of the Jefferson Memorial, Lincoln Memorial. It's written throughout history. Regardless of what the politicians believe, regardless of what you and I attest to, truth is truth. The founding fathers built it on the truth of the Word of God. Everything about the laws of this land were taken from the Scripture, from Old Testament. They were right from the Old Testament books of the law. And so you can't move away from that foundation without destroying the nation. And so this whole debate and argument over what's truth and what's not truth, the only truth that founded this nation, we left a country of tyranny for religious freedom to worship. And God's not afraid of who or how you worship because he knows sooner or later, if you're truly seeking, you'll see him. God's not insecure. He's confident. And so we need to come to him, see him as he is, and that's true worship. Because in the midst of that, all securities are made clear, and all fears are relieved. When the music fades, and all is stripped away, and I simply longing just to breathe something that's a word that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, all about you. You deserve.
with that time, we would do a lot of pre-orders for our set. And in a nutshell, so national label, Joey and Todd came out and he thought, man, you guys need to do a whole record like this. We started adding more of this to set. Originally, I guess the artistic side of me goes, why should we do that? I'm going to do a whole record like that. Since that time, God's taken us 180, realizing that it doesn't matter what record you do. It's all praise and worship. But for us, this particular record, we want to focus on songs that are more praise and worship-oriented songs. And before we started this record, we really wanted to take the focus off of us instead of where it needs to be on God. And just invite you guys to help us send this record off to the praise and worship title. Really thanksgiving. That's basically our heart's desire.
We've noticed that God has blessed in an amazing way the part of praise and worship in our show. For whatever reason, I don't know that every band is called to do this, but I know that we are, and God has just amazingly moved during the time of praise and worship, and I think that's what some of the people in this room saw when they saw us play live. I just want to encourage us to do more of that. If God is blessing something, hey, let's grab onto it. This life is too short, too complicated for us to worry about things that we want to do. All we want to do is glorify God.
When Joey came, us about doing a praise album. It's supposed to be like a 2 or 3 song thing. Yeah, I thought that was cool. And then, then they had a meeting with Alan. Alan made some comments about, well, I'll do a 10 song thing. I'd be into that. And Danny came. Danny was excited. Called us excited about it. We thought they all loved it. We had a meeting before we went to go tea to meet to make sure we were all going to stand together and say no to the 10 song. We had Barnes and Noble, and we were about to meet, and they were like, guys, we've got to stick together on this. And they don't believe in what we're trying to do, and they're just going to try to make a praise band and all this stuff. God flipped us upside down. And, as a prelude, if tomorrow this whole album falls to pieces for some reason, at the very least, God has brought me back to a place where I was 4 years ago, where I was excited about serving Him, where I didn't care about where I was going in the world. At the very least, my marriage is stronger, my relationship with God is stronger, and if all this goes tomorrow, praise God. I'm so happy that He used whatever is happening right now in all of our lives to bring us to this point.
Brings us to the most important question of the evening, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired? Sick and tired of traveling down this long, dusty road, never knowing which way is up or down, or which way to go. Or maybe you lack purpose in life and need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs. Pornography, gambling, overeating, whatever it may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order to do so, He must know you. If He does not know you, He cannot do anything for you. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner, and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries would like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like you to call us and tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Savior tonight by calling 657-383-1487. Once again, the number is 657-383-1487. And press the 1 key. And tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. God bless. Play some more music.
We
got some callers, finally. Let's take some. Okay, that was it for the callers. If you want, wait a minute.
Bye.
Hello. Hello.
What's up, brother?
Hey. As you know, it was me.
You can always tell when it's you.
Oh. How you doing tonight, Ken? It's Grover Washington.
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I was liking the show. I was listening to the music. I had a serious question, though. Are you up for taking a serious call?
Yeah.
I was wondering if you had any advice on how to get off the booze, off the alcohol, because I might have gotten in a little too deep this time, and I was wondering if you have any experience in that.
Yeah, when I was dealing with alcohol as a problem, okay, I went to AA.
What's that?
Alcoholics Anonymous.
How you reckon that works?
Well, you go in, and there's a room of people, you know, you get free coffee, okay, they sit around and they talk about, okay, how alcohol has affected their lives, okay, and what they do to try to stay off of it, okay, and it helps.
Why do you recommend they call it anonymous?
Because they call it anonymous because, okay, you only have to give your first name.
Sorry, okay, I go in there and I say, my name's Grover, and that's all.
You say, my name is Grover, and I'm an alcoholic.
And they give you the coffee before or after?
All during the time, you can drink as many cups as you want.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do people go there just for the coffee?
No, they go there to stay off of alcohol.
So you're saying that when you go there and you drink the coffee and that keeps you distracted and that way you're not going to get a bottle of booze?
Well, see, you talk through your problems, okay? Okay, and with a group of other people that are like you, okay? And they stay off the booze, okay, because they have a fellowship. And they have a way to connect. Like if you need a sponsor, you can get a sponsor there. Okay, somebody that will help you. Okay, stay off alcohol.
Is the sponsor like they give you a money like a commercial like a NASCAR has a sponsor? Do they give you money? What do you mean sponsor?
No. A sponsor is somebody that's like a guide for you, okay, that can help you and talk to you when you need advice, okay, on how to stay off the booze, okay, that type of sponsor.
Well, I'm intrigued by this coffee because I don't know about you, but to me, the best part of waking up is Folgers in my cup. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
Have you been through this alcoholics the Anonymous Alcoholics. Have you been in it?
Yeah.
How much do it cost?
It's free.
I like that price. So, how long have you been off of the booze?
I've been off the booze for over 20-something years.
And you ain't never had any slip-ups?
Nope.
Really? And it's really? All because you drank that? Is it all because you drank that coffee?
No. It's because the program works.
Wait, is this the one where you have to acknowledge that there's a higher power and you got to talk about Jesus and what?
Well, they don't talk about Jesus. They talk about a higher power. Yeah.
And you reckon when most people talk about a higher power, they're talking about Jesus?
Well, not necessarily. Somebody's higher power could be a doorknob. Okay? It's
Did
whatever.
You just say doorknob? You say
doorknob? Yeah, I mean, it's whatever you see as a higher power. Whether you see Jesus as your higher power, or you see God as your higher power, okay, Muhammad, okay, you know, whatever you see as your higher power, okay, is your higher power.
Are you telling me that there's people that see the doorknob as a savior?
Well,
that's sacrilegious to me.
I mean, there's some people that do that. They don't believe in God.
If I walked in there, and I'm not a judgmental person, you know, but if I walked in there and I was getting the coffee number one or two, and then I heard some guy talking about his Lord and Savior as a doorknob, I'd probably take that hot coffee, throw it in his face, and say that's a sacrilege, and I would walk out.
Well, you ain't going to hear somebody talk about a doorknob, you know.
Okay. So it's not a Christian necessarily. It's not a Christian organization.
No, it's not necessarily a Christian organization. But like I said, they do believe in a higher power greater than thee, okay, can keep you sober.
So you could be one of them Muslims and go?
Yep.
Where do you reckon they have these meetings?
Usually churches. Usually churches, like you can ask Haven for Hope, okay? I think Haven for Hope has a program for alcoholics.
Well, I need to ask around about that.
Yeah, you do.
I just found this aasanantonio.org, and it's got a meeting list on it.
Yeah, and you're downtown, so a lot of meetings are downtown.
Yeah, I reckon. See, this one here, North Jefferson Community Church is downtown. Kirby Baptist Church is on the Olseguin Road. That's kind of out far. I'd have to get an Uber. Let me see, downtown here. You got any other calls while I research this?
Yeah, let me take some more calls. Okay,
Amen.
You do some research.
I'm looking right now. I got the iPhone 12 Max Pro. I'm looking at it on there. I got the 5G. I got the 5G service.
Amen. Yeah.
Go ahead.
111, you're on the air.
Kenny, what is going on here?
Nothing's going on, Bo.
What? I mean, you're like it sounds like you're promoting a doorknob Muslim cult or something. This is awful.
No, I'm not promoting a doorknob. I was just making a reference that a higher power can be anything you want it to be.
I mean, but why are we mentioning doorknob Muslims? I mean, this is awful.
I think you're just making a euphemism.
Kenny, were you just making a euphemism?
I didn't say doorknob Muslims. I said doorknob, okay, or Muslim, okay, or whatever your higher power would be.
I think, Ken, I think your caller there is a little confused. He probably didn't hear the whole conversation. I don't remember anything about a doorknob Muslims cult or anything. I remember doorknob, but I don't remember a doorknob Muslim cult. And I had a coughing fit. I apologize. I got the COPD.
And that's true. Kenny, I apologize. I overreached there saying that it was a Muslim cult about the doorknob thing. So I apologize, Kenny, and to Grover.
Caller, I don't know who this is, but do you ever need some free coffee, you can pick up some free coffee at the AA meeting. You just go there, and you don't have to talk about your God. You just get the coffee. You don't have to say nothing.
Is it Folgers or some off-brand?
I reckon it's
who knows?
Ken, do you
They take donations to buy the coffee and stuff like that. So it can be Folgers, Maxwell House, ATB brand.
Okay. Well, Kenny, what's your preferred brand of coffee?
Maxwell House.
Maxwell, okay.
I used to get that Maxwell House. They call it a half calf. You know what a half calf is?
Half calf?
Yeah, it's called a half calf. It's a half of caffeine. It's like part decaf
and
part regular.
Yeah.
That's for people who might have problems with a heart condition and whatnot. Personally, if anybody tries to give me one of them decafs, I'll throw it back in their face. I'm sorry.
It's caffeinated coffee at AAA. So you don't have to worry about being decaf.
Well, Kenny, whenever you go to Starbucks, what kind of frappuccino do you prefer?
Mocha.
Okay. Nice.
You ever try that almond milk in your coffee, the almond?
No, I haven't.
The only time, once in a while, we'll go on a field trip. Haven for Hope's got a van, and they take the homeless up to the Starbucks. And when I go in there, I get a quad long shot grande in a venti cup, half calf, double cup, no sleeve, salted, caramel mocha latte with two pumps of vanilla substitute, two pumps of white chocolate mocha for mocha and a substitute, two pumps of hazelnut for toffee nut, half whole milk, half breve with no whipped cream, extra hot, extra foam, extra caramel drizzle, extra salt, add a scoop of vanilla bean powder with light ice, well stirred, and I forgot the rest, but that's what I normally get.
Okay, there you go.
Did you know Haven for Hope does, they do field trips?
No, I didn't know that.
It's like a field trip. I remember in school, they used to have a field trip in school when you went to school, except we don't have to have a permission slip, and we don't have to have our parents chaperone. And they get on the bus. And one thing I like is that the bus has got nice air conditioning, because, you know, this time of year it's very hot out. It tends to be a little stuffy, and the humidity is way high.
Yeah.
I mean, but Kenny, I mean, do you enjoy almond milk?
No, I prefer regular milk.
Okay. Well, I thought that you would prefer almond milk.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Hold on a minute. I just recognized that I made a mistake when I told you about my favorite order. I said the wrong thing. I said quad long shot. No, it's a triple long shot. I take it back. You want me to repeat that, Ken? You want me to repeat it? Yeah, damn it, he hung up.
Hello?
Hello. Ken, you want me to repeat my favorite order from the Starbucks?
No, that's okay. I got it.
All right, well, Kenny, can you repeat what his favorite Starbucks order is?
No,
boy, I mean, what was
it? Way too much information.
What do you mean by that?
It's way too much information to repeat.
Well, okay.
Ken, I don't want you to think that I've sold out to the big coffee cartel. I mean, I won't necessarily always go to Starbucks, because I'll go to the little mom and pop ones. Also, it just depends on where I can get an Uber pickup.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to say, guys, we're getting down to the nitty gritty here in time.
No, is there any other callers, Kenny?
There's 111. Okay,
right,
let's take the 111 callers.
All right,
let's take it.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh. Is this the Haven for Hope Jump?
It is absolutely the Haven for Hope.
This is the fellow who said he was going to jump over the Haven for Hope. He was going to raise money for donations?
Over the Haven for Hope.
I donated, and I haven't gotten my ticket yet for the jump. I'm just wondering when that's going to take place.
Answer that question, because he will be doing the jumping.
Because I sent $5,000, and I haven't seen a jump yet. I'm just wondering
Jesus
when
Christ.
That's going to take place.
Kenny, can you answer this question?
Yes, it's not going to take place because I didn't say I was going to jump over the Haven for Hope.
You did. You did say you were going to jump. I heard it as much. You said you were going to jump, and I sent $5,000.
I never said anything.
You did say that. I'd like my $5,000 back if you're not going to
jump. You never advertised a Kenny Knievel? Okay.
Kenny Knievel, that was the name.
No, but I didn't advertise that.
You're lying. You did advertise it.
You may have, but I don't know. I'm stepping aside.
When is the jump gonna be?
There's not gonna be a jump.
So then I want my $5,000 back.
Well, you need to talk to whoever you donated it to.
No, I sent it to GRM, God's Rainbow Ministries.
No, you didn't, because we didn't receive any money.
I did. I sent $5,000. Where's my money?
I don't know. We didn't get it.
I sent it to you.
I mean, Kenny, did you check your PayPal? Because it may be there.
No, I don't have a PayPal in GRM Ministries.
I did. I sent $5,000. You said you were going to jump. You were going to do a triple twist in the air, and I haven't seen it happen yet.
Ken, if you took this man's money, this
I mean, Kenny, don't leave him hanging. If you owe him a triple twist in the air, I mean, you need to do a triple twist in the air. I mean.
You did. You said you were going to raise money to help those homeless people. You said it wasn't enough to drain their balls no more. You were going to help them. You were going to raise money, and you haven't done it yet.
Well, sorry. I never said that. I was going to jump in for help.
Well, you are one lying son of a bitch. You did say you were going to jump it.
Goodbye.
No.
Okay.
Well, Kenny, hold on. Don't hang up on him. Let's straighten this out.
There's nothing to straighten out. That was stupid. Tony, okay.
Hello. Kenny.
Hello, Kent.
Hey, Pastor Kent.
I love it when you talk about making me coffee, Kitty. It brings back old men.
Shut up.
Well, hold on. Don't hang up on Pastor Kent. Pastor Kent, do you prefer Maxwell or Folgers?
Maxwell.
Well,
I'll drink Folgers. Okay, I'm going to say goodnight, everybody.
You're saying that Pastor Kent prefers Folgers?
I don't know what Pastor Kent prefers.
Well, apparently you do, because you just said it. So.
Night, y'all. Good night.
Tony out.